Dobro jutro. Molim. Imamo nekoliko kratkih obavijesti prije početka. To je, svi koji još niste uspjeli platiti troškove kampa, možete se danas javiti kod brata Janka. I također, svi koji se žele prijaviti za šetnju u prirodi sutra prepodne, znači ponedjeljak prepodne, isto tako možete prijavu odmah poslije službe napraviti kod brata Janka. Zamolili bi vas da napravite prijavu što pre, tako da ako slučajno ispadne da neće biti dovoljno interesa, da možemo dovoljno brzo javiti da nam ne dolaze vodiči. I treća stvar, naša tradicionalna večera sa kobasicama bit će sutra uveče. Sad će neko reći, brate, tradicija, poruci, moram malo poškatljati onog legalistu u nama. Three announcements before we start. First, if anybody has still to pay the costs for the camp, please contact Brother Janko. As well as tomorrow morning, we will have a walk in the nature, so if anybody wants to take a walk tomorrow morning, please also contact Brother Jan after the service, because we have to announce that so that the guides will come. And the third one is tomorrow evening we will have a traditional dinner with sausages. And the laugh was because I said traditional, you know, kind of. Do we have traditions in the message? So I just said, you know, I want to tickle a little bit the legalist inside of us. So, anyway. Baš je ugodno, evo, ovo jutra, ustao sam i vidim nasmijane obraze i ugodnu atmosferu. I to je nekako tako suprotno onome što vjerovatno doživljavamo svaki dan. I Bog nam je stvarno dao ovo ugodno vrijeme da možemo biti zajedno tu nekoliko dana, opustiti se malo, napuniti naše duhovne baterije, ojačati. It was so nice this morning to see faces smiling around us, and it's such a blessed time. Lord has given us these few days to, you know, recharge our spiritual batteries and to get in shape, and it's really nice. I da znate, ovu atmosferu u kojoj mi svi uživamo, ovu atmosferu ne stvaraju propovednici, ne stvara brat Ron, ovu atmosferu stvara svaki od nas. Mi imamo tu, da kažem, znači tu osobinu, to nam je Bog dao, da smo kreatori atmosfere oko nas. Tako, kako će nam biti na ovom kampu, sve zavisi od svakog pojedinca. And this atmosphere we are in, this is actually, it's not on the preachers, it's not on Brother Ron, it's actually every one of us is a creator of the atmosphere. So the kind of atmosphere we enjoy in this camp is actually the kind of atmosphere we ourselves create around us. Ako ima neko, ponavljam, možda nekih duhovnih pitanja i tako, može naravno popričati sa svojim pastirom. Ako je neko nov, evo ima puno iskusnih propovjednika tu, tako da nemojte se suzdržavati oko toga. Isto tako, ako neko želi da se krsti i tako, opet dobro je doći do brata Janka, brata Dragomira, brata Jonatana, nekog od braća i da se popriča. I eto, samo da znate, nemojte se suzdržavati, zbog toga smo tu, da jedan drugoga ojačamo, da nudimo mogućnost da sazrijevamo zajedno u potpunu sliku Isusa Krista. If there are some spiritual questions, I repeat, there are seasoned ministers around here, so you can ask, you contact your pastor. If you don't have a pastor, you can contact someone else. If there is someone that wants to be baptized again, please contact Brother Jan, Brother Dragomir, Brother Jonathan, and we can talk about it. So that's what we are here for, to help grow in the Lord, in the right stature, in the perfect stature of Christ. I zadnje, isto tako jako važno, kao što smo isto spomenuli, uzmite si vremena za molitvu, uzmite si vremena da budete sami sa Bogom. Jeste da je vrijeme vrlo kratko, 5 dana, i možda nismo stigli za 2 dana čak ni stisnuti ruke sa svima i porazgovarati, ali opet nemojmo zaboraviti da smo tu pre svega da smo oko reći, da možemo dobiti od Boga one odgovore, onu okrijepu, ono sve što nam je potrebno da idemo dalje u našem kršćanskom hodu. Tako da nemojmo zaboraviti to, uzmimo si vremena za molitvu, za Boga, uzmimo si vremena za neki razgovor ili što god. Iskoristimo ovo vrijeme što bolje možemo. Last but not least, again, we are here to hear the word of God, to grow in the Lord, so take your time for prayer, take your time to be alone with God. I know it's you know, a lot of faces, and probably we haven't shaken hands even within those 2 days with everyone, but still do not forget for time of prayer and to be alone with God, because that's actually the purpose why we are here. Amen. To grow in the Lord. So may God bless you. I will turn the service now to Brother Paul, and may God really bless you. Sad će brat Pavle preuzeti ovu službu i neka vas Bog sve blagoslovi. Thank you.
vrati pesmu, sve su suze nestale.
Thank you. kao što kaže pjesma Gospode. Mi smo ženi ženog srca, Gospode. Došli smo ženog srca, Gospode. Da budemo ovdje sa Tobom, Gospode. Mi znamo da si tu, Gospode. Molimo te, Gospode, neka bi bili u poniznosti. Gospode, u jednoj skrušenosti, Gospode, da bi mogli primiti, Gospode, od Tebe ono što nam imaš reći. Blagoslovi, Gospode, ovaj skupove, ljude, Gospode. Oni su došli, Gospode, da prime, Gospode, ono što im treba, Gospode. A Ti znaš potrebu našu, Gospode, i Ti ćeš nam dati više nego što mi tražimo. Blagoslovi brata koji će propovijedati, pomaži ga, Gospode. Pomaži i nas, Gospode, da možemo reći amen na sve ono što je Tvoja riječ. Da bi on mogao primiti blagoslov, da bi nam mogao dati još više, Gospode. O Bože, tako sam Ti zahvalan, Gospode, za ovo mjesto koje si znao prije postanka svijeta, Gospode. Mi ga nismo znali, a Ti si znao gdje ćemo se skupljati, Gospode. Hvala Ti za ovo, braću i sestre, Gospode. Blagoslovi sve, Gospode, i neka bi Tvoja riječ, Gospode, širila se dalje. Neka bi se naše čaše napunile, Gospode, do vrha. Neka bi se prelivale, Gospode. Haleluja. O, Isto ime, ja Ti zahvaljujem, molim. Amen. Haleluja.
Amen.
Sve što želim ja je da
God bless you all this morning.
Bog vas blagoslovio sve ovog jutra.
I greet you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljam vas u dragocenom imenu Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
Amen. I'm happy to be here with all of you again today.
Srećan sam da mogu biti ovdje sa svima vama ovog jutra.
Now, this morning I would like to talk to you a little bit about the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ovoga jutra želim da razgovaram malo sa vama o službi našeg Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
And how that his ministry changed.
I kako se njegova služba promijenila.
And how that when his early ministry started, how that it was such an attraction to the people.
I kako njegova rana služba kada je počela bila jako privlačna za ljude.
But then we see that his ministry changed.
Ali onda vidimo da se njegova služba promijenila.
And there was many people that walked no more with him.
I bilo je puno ljudi koji više nisu hodali sa njim.
Now why? What happened?
Sada zašto? Šta se desilo?
Did he change himself?
Da li se on sam promijenio?
Why did the greatest preacher that ever walked the earth, why did people walk away from him?
Zašto najveći propovednik koji ikada hodao zemljom, zašto su ljudi otišli od njega?
And when you begin to see these examples in the scriptures.
I kada budete vidjeli te primjere u pismu.
And we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever.
A mi znamo da je Isus Hrist isti juče, danas i zauvek.
So even what God did back then, he did again in our day.
Tako da čak ono što je Bog činio onda u ono vrijeme, on čini i u našem danu.
Because the Bible says as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be.
Jer Biblija kaže kao što je bilo u danima Noe, tako će i biti.
And so as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be.
Tako kao što je bilo u danima Sodoma i Gomore, tako će biti.
So we see history is just repeating itself.
Tako vidimo da se istorija samo ponavlja.
It just repeats itself in another generation.
To se samo ponavlja u jednoj drugoj generaciji.
And I trust that all of you have taken some time to get alone and pray and read your Bibles.
I vjerujem da ste svi uzeli malo vremena da budete sami i da uzmete vaše Biblije u molitvi.
And why do we ask you to do that?
I zašto mi molimo vas da to činite?
That's so that you will sensitize your spirit to the Holy Spirit.
To je da bi vaš duh postao osjetljiviji na Svetog Duha.
Because we say little prayer, little blessing.
Jer mi kažemo malo molitve, malo blagoslova.
Big prayer, big blessing.
Puno molitava, puno blagoslova.
And it's kind of like all of you have these cell phones.
I svi vi imate mobilne telefone.
And sometimes you have a very weak signal.
I ponekad imate jako slab signal.
And you try to talk to somebody and
pokušavate da pričate sa nekim.
You know, it just doesn't come through clear.
Jednostavno glas ne prolazi čist.
And that's when you have the one little bar, huh?
I to je kad imate samo jednu crticu.
But when you have four bars, it's very clear you have a good connection.
Ali ako imate četiri crtice, to znači imate dobru konekciju, jako čist zvuk.
And that's why we pray, we ask the Lord to sensitize our spirit.
I zato se molimo i tražimo od Gospoda da naš duh postane osjetljiviji.
So that we'll have four bars, so we'll have a very good connection.
Da bi imali četiri crtice i dobru konekciju.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's turn in our Bibles, please.
Hajde da uđemo u naše Biblije. We will pray then, okay?
Yeah. And also we have one prayer request.
I isto tako imamo molitveni zahtev.
The brother who was here running the computer.
Brat Željko koji je ovdje bio inače za kompjuterom.
I believe his wife has fallen and hurt her leg. They don't know if it's broken.
Čuo sam da je njegova žena pala i da je povredila nogu. Ne znaju da li je slomljena.
But they said she's in an awful lot of pain.
Ali ima velikih bolova.
And you know the devil wants to steal the blessing.
I zato đavo želi da ukrade blagoslov.
But I believe that if we will pray, I believe God can heal her leg.
Ali ja vjerujem ako ćemo se mi moliti da Bog će izlečiti njenu nogu.
And so I would like to take this prayer request before the Lord.
I tako ja bih htio taj molitveni zahtjev da uzmem pred Gospoda.
And we'll pray over these meetings also.
I mi ćemo se također moliti za ovaj skup.
Heavenly Father,
nebeski Oče,
Lord, as we come before you this morning,
Gospode, dok dolazimo pred tebe ovog ovog jutra.
We bring this need of this sister who's fallen.
Mi dolazimo sa ovom potrebom za sestru koja je pala.
She's fallen and hurt her leg.
Ona je pala i povredila svoju nogu.
And the enemy is trying to steal the blessing away from her.
I neprijatelj pokušava da je ukrade blagoslov.
But Father, we would ask for your divine grace and mercy.
Ali Oče, mi molimo za tvoju božansku milost.
How that you will come down, Lord, touch her body.
Da bi sišao doli, dodirneš njeno telo.
Take away the pain, Father.
Uzmi bol od nje.
That she could be able to come and come back to the meetings.
Da bi mogla da se vrati nazad ka službama.
That she could hear your word and be blessed by the ministering of the word.
Da može slušati tvoju reč i da bude blagoslovljena službom reči.
And Heavenly Father, this morning,
i nebeski Oče, ovog jutra,
we commit this day and these services into thy hands.
Mi predajemo ovaj dan i ove službe u tvoje ruke.
We realize, Lord, that you will hold us accountable for the words we speak to your people.
Mi prepoznajemo da ćemo biti odgovorni za reči koje govorimo ljudima.
And therefore, Father, we're nervous within ourselves.
I zato, Oče, mi smo nervozni unutar sebe.
But I would pray, Father, that you will sensitize my spirit to your Holy Spirit.
Ali ja se molim, Oče, da bi moj duh postao osjetljiviji na tvog svetog duha.
And that you would make me sensitive to what you would have to say to your people.
I da budem osjetljiv na ono što ti želiš da bude rečeno tvome narodu.
I do not know their needs.
Ja ne znam njihove potrebe.
I don't know their lives.
Ja ne znam njihove živote.
But you know them.
Ali ti ih poznaješ.
You know what they have need of.
Ti znaš kakvih potreba imaju.
And Father, I pray that you will meet every one of their needs.
Oče, ja se molim da sretneš svaku njihovu potrebu.
We ask it for your glory.
Mi to molimo za tvoju slavu.
In Jesus Christ's name.
U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. St. John chapter 1.
Znači, Jovanovo evanđelje, prva glava.
Verses 43 through 51.
Stihovi od 43. do 51.
St. John 1, verse 43.
Znači, Jovan, prva glava, 43. stih počinje.
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, follow me.
A sutrada namisli izjaci u Galileju i nađe Filipa i reče mu, hajde za mnom.
Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
A Filip beše iz Bethsaide, iz grada Andrina i Petrova.
And Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him,
a Philip nađe Natanaela i reče mu,
we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Za koga Mojsije u zakonu pise i proroci, nađo smo ga, Isusa, sina Josifova iz Nazareta.
And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
I reče mu Natanaelo, iz Nazareta može li biti što dobro?
And Philip saith unto him, come and see.
Reče mu Filip, dođi i vidi.
And Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him,
a Isus videvši Natanaela gde ide k njemu, reče za njega,
behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile.
Evo pravog Izraelca u kome nema lukavstva.
And Nathanael saith unto him,
reče mu Natanaelo,
whence knowest thou me?
Kako me poznaješ?
And Jesus answered and said unto him,
odgovori Isus i reče mu,
before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee.
Pre nego te doza Filip, vidih te kad beše pod smokvom.
And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God.
Odgovori Natanaelo i reče mu, Ravi, ti si sin Boži.
Thou art the king of Israel.
Ti si car Izraela.
And Jesus answered and said unto him,
odgovori Isus i reče mu,
because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou?
Što ti kazah da te vidih pod smokvom, za to veruješ?
Thou shalt see greater things than these.
Vidit ćeš više od ovoga.
And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you.
I reče mu, zaista, zaista, vam kažem.
Hereafter you shall see the heaven open.
Ocele ćete vidjeti nebo otvoreno.
And the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
I anđeli Božje gdje se penju i silaze k sinu čovečijem.
Take notice of verse 50 again.
Još jedno zapazite 50. stih.
Is it because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree that you believe?
Da li je to zato što kazah da te vidih pod smokvom? da za to veruješ,
he says, thou shalt see greater things than these.
On reče, vidjet ćeš veće stvari ili više od ovoga.
See, the words of the Lord Jesus are extremely important.
Vidite, reči Gospoda Isusa Hrista su ekstremno važne.
So I want you to notice that he said, you caught this revelation and you call me rabbi and you call me king of Israel.
On je rekao, ti si uhvatio ovo otkrivenje, ti si me nazvao rabi ili učiteljem ili kraljem u Izraelu.
Because I discerned your spirit and I said, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile.
Jer sam rasudio tvog duha i rekao sam, gle Izraelac u kome nema lukavstva.
See, that was the supernatural making itself known.
Vidite, to je bilo nadprirodno time što je obznanio tu stvar.
But Jesus said, you're going to see greater things than this.
Ali Isus je rekao, vidjet ćeš veće stvari od ovoga.
And then he says, hereafter you're going to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Rekao je kasnije, vidjet ćete kako anđeli silaze i penju se na Sina čovečijeg.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Ajde da se molimo.
Heavenly Father,
nebeski Oče,
we have read your word.
Mi smo čitali tvoju reč.
Your word is eternal.
Tvoja reč je večna.
And we know, Lord, that any man that has an education can read the words of the scripture.
I mi znamo da svaki čovjek koji ima obrazovanje može čitati reči iz pisma.
But we do not see the God through education, we see you through revelation.
Ali mi ne vidimo Boga kroz obrazovanje, mi te vidimo kroz otkrivenje.
So we ask for revelation this morning.
Tako mi tražimo za otkrivenje ovog jutra.
Come and anoint us with the Holy Spirit.
Molim te, dođi i pomaži nas Svetim Duhom.
And open the eyes of our understanding.
I otvori oči našeg razumevanja.
And we'll give you the praise and the honor and glory.
I mi ćemo da ti damo slavu i čast i hvalu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
U ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. You can be seated.
Bog vas blagoslovio, možete sesti.
I would like to title my sermon this morning, Thou Shalt See Greater Things Than These.
Htio bih da dam naslov moje propovedi ovoga jutra, vidjet ćeš veće stvari od ovoga.
And the subject I would like to take, and that is, caught by the word, not by the sign.
A tema je uhvaćen rečju, a ne znacima.
Now when you understand the ministry of the Lord Jesus,
znate, kada razumete službu Gospoda Isusa Hrista,
and how that even Brother Branham said that when Jesus started his ministry,
i čak i brat Branham je rekao kada Isus započeo svoju službu,
it was a great attraction to the people.
To je bila velika privlačnost za ljude.
Because God, when he wants to get the attention of the people,
jer Bog kada želi da skrene pažnju ljudima,
he does signs and wonders to get their attention.
On čini znak i čudesa da dobije njihovu pažnju.
He wants to cause them to have an attraction.
On želi da ih dovede do toga da skrenu pažnju ka nečemu.
And so we see that in the early ministry of Jesus Christ,
i možemo videti u ranoj službi Gospoda Isusa Hrista,
everyone loved him.
Svako ga je voleo.
There was not one miracle that offended anyone.
Nije bilo ni jedno čudo a da to sablaznilo nekoga.
There was never a time where discernment ever offended anyone.
Nije bilo nekog rasuđivanja da je to nekoga sablaznilo.
As long as he healed the sick and raised the dead,
sve dok je lečio bolesni, uskrsavao mrtve,
as long as he multiplied the fishes and the loaves,
sve dok je množio ribe i hlebove,
there was never a miracle that offended anyone.
Nije bilo ni jednog čuda da se neko sablažnjavao.
No one ever took offense to it and walked away from the Lord Jesus.
Niko nije se sablaznio zbog tog čuda i da ode od Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
But we see that one day, on a great feast day, the Lord Jesus stood up in their midst.
Ali vidimo jednog dana kada su imali proslavu, Isus je ustao u njihovoj sredini.
And he said words that was hard for them to understand.
I on je rekao reči koje su bile teške za njih da razumeju.
And he said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me.
On je rekao, sem ako ne jedete sa mog tela i ne pijete moju krv, nemate udela sa mnom.
Now, can you imagine the shock that they had in their minds trying to understand this?
Da li možete zamisliti šok koji su imali u svom umu da bi to mogli razumeti?
They know according to the law of Moses you're not to eat certain flesh and certain blood.
Oni su znali po Mojsijevom zakonu da se ne sme jesti meso i krv.
And this man tells us to eat of his flesh and drink of his blood.
A on sada traži da se jede to telo i krv ljudska.
And the Bible says that many of his disciples walked no more with him.
I Biblija kaže da od tog vremena mnogi od njegovih učenika više nisu hodali sa njim.
And Jesus looks down to 12 disciples.
I Isus pogleda na 12 učenika.
Can you imagine the greatest preacher that ever lived?
Da li možete zamisliti najvećeg propovednika koji je ikada živeo?
He said something in a sermon that offended people and they went away from him.
On je rekao nešto na svojoj službi što je sablaznilo ljude i oni su otišli od njega.
Now watch, he didn't run after the people.
Pogledajte, on nije trčao za ljudima.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to offend you. Come back.
O, izvinite, nisam hteo da vas uvredim. Dođite nazad.
He did not explain it.
On to nije objasnio čak.
God does not have to explain everything to you.
Bog ne mora sve da vam objašnjava.
God does things for a purpose.
Bog čini stvari radi svrhe.
And there were too many people following him.
I bilo je previše ljudi koji su ga sledili.
Because the first and second pull ministry of the Lord.
Jer služba prvog i drugog poteza Gospoda,
that was bringing all of the people in.
To je bilo radi toga da se svi ljudi dovedu unutra.
It was causing such an attraction.
To je izazivalo takvo privlačenje.
All this man called Jesus of Nazareth.
O, taj čovjek koji se zove Isus iz Nazareta.
Oh, come and see.
Dođi da ga vidiš.
Oh, watch the miracles that he does.
Gledaj čuda koja čini.
I can imagine Peter.
Mogu da zamislim Petra.
How maybe he invited some of his neighbors.
Koliko svojih komšija je samo pozvao.
And so maybe his neighbors came and they were there in the meeting.
I možda su njegove komšije došle i bili su na službama.
Now in those days they didn't have microphones.
Znači, u tim danima oni nisu imali mikrofone.
So when somebody stood up to speak, everybody shh.
Tako kada je neko ustao da govori, svi su
So Jesus stands up in their midst.
Isus ustaje u njihovoj sredini.
And all of the ears were towards him.
I svi uši su bile okrenute ka njemu.
Except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with you.
Ako ne jedete moga tela i ne pijete moju krv, nemate dela sa mnom.
Their eyes get big.
Njihove oči su postale velike.
And many of them, they said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it?
I mnogi od njih, oni su rekli, ovo je teška beseda, ko to može slušati?
And there was just a small group of men left, like in the first three rows right there.
I bila je mala grupica ljudi, recimo kao prva tri reda, koji su ostali.
And Jesus looks at them and says, why don't you go also?
I Isus je pogledao njih i rekao, zašto i vi ne odete?
And I love that man called Peter.
I ja volim tog čovjeka koji se zove Petar.
You know, we can relate with Peter because Peter makes many mistakes.
Znate, možemo razumjeti Petra zato što Petar pravi puno grešaka.
And yet he does many great things also.
Ali također čini velika dela.
And so Peter is somebody that I can relate with in the scripture.
Petar je neko koga mogu razumjeti u pismu.
But Peter said, "Where can we go, Lord?"
Ali Petar kaže, "Gdje ćemo, Gospode, da idemo?"
But we are persuaded thou alone hast the words of eternal life.
Jer mi znamo da ti sam imaš reči večnoga života.
You see, God will say some things in your life.
Eti Bog će reći neke stvari u vašem životu.
That perhaps you don't understand with the carnal mind.
Koje možda ne možete razumjeti ljudskim umom.
And he doesn't have to explain it to you.
I on ih ne mora objasniti vama.
Because he's not there to baby you and to pamper you.
Jer on nije tu da vas nekako uljuljkava kao malu decu.
Sometimes he tells you things straightforward.
Ponekad on vam kaže reči jednostavno jasno pred vas.
Amen.
Amen.
And God does the same thing today.
I Bog čini isto tako danas.
And so we see the first pull ministry of the Lord Jesus.
I tako vidimo službu prvog poteza Gospoda Isusa.
And how that he would heal the sick.
Kako je lečio bolesne.
Oh, everyone loved him.
O, svakoga je voleo.
Oh, look at The blind have their eyes opened.
Pogledajte, slepi su progledali.
Even the dead are raised.
Čak mrtvi su ustajali.
Oh wow, what wonderful miracles.
Oh wow, kakva predivna čuda.
That caused such an attraction. Come see this man called Jesus of Nazareth.
To je toliko njih privuklo. Dođite da vidite Isusa iz Nazareta.
But watch now, because the temple of a man is the same as the temple of the Lord.
Ali pogledajte sada, zato što hram čovjeka je isti hram kao i hram Božji.
As the temple of the Lord has had three parts.
Kao što gospodnji hram ima tri dela.
It has the outer court, the inner court, and the holy of holies.
Spoljašnji trem, unutrašnji trem i svetinju nad svetinjama.
And so we see that also in the temple of man.
I tako isto to vidimo u hramu čovjeka.
We have the flesh man.
Imamo telesni deo čovjeka.
That's the outer court.
To je spoljašnji trem.
We have then the inner man, which is the spirit of man.
Onda imamo unutrašnji deo čovjeka, što je duh čovjeka.
And then we have the very holy of holies, the heart of man.
I onda imamo svetinju nad svetinjama, što je srce čovjeka.
Or what we call the soul of man.
Ono što bi mi nazvali dušom čovjeka.
So I'm not interested in just the outer court.
Tako ja nisam zainteresovan samo na spoljašnjem tremu.
I'm not just interested on the inner court.
Ja nisam ni samo na unutrašnjem tremu.
But I want to go into the holy of holies.
Ali ja želim da uđem u svetinju nad svetinjama.
That's where the life of the Shekinah glory of God was at.
To je gdje je bio život Šekinah slave Božje.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's where life is.
Jer to je mjesto gdje je život.
So we want the Lord to come into our heart.
Tako mi želimo da Gospod dođe u naše srce.
There are many people that claim Jesus as their savior and they do it with their mouth.
Ima puno ljudi koji ispovedaju da je Isus njihov spasitelj i oni to vrše ustima.
Jesus said many worship me with their mouth.
Isus je rekao mnogi me proslavljaju usnama.
And they call me Lord, Lord.
I oni me zovu Gospode, Gospode.
But their hearts be far from me.
Ali njihova srca su daleko od mene.
In vain do they worship me.
Uzaludno me proslavljaju.
So we're not here to just worship God with our mouth.
Tako mi nismo ovdje samo da proslavljamo Gospoda ustima.
But we want God to come into our hearts.
Ali želimo da Gospod uđe u naša srca.
So he will sit upon the throne of our hearts.
Tako da bi on sjedio na prestolju naših srca.
And he will rule our lives.
I on će vladati našim životima.
And then the second pull of the Lord Jesus.
I onda drugi potez Gospoda Isusa.
And that's exactly what we read there where Philip comes to Nathanael.
I to je tačno ono što smo čitali kada je Filip došao do Natanaila.
And says, behold an Israelite in whom there is no guile.
I rekao, gle, Izraelac u kome nema lukavstva.
What was he doing?
Šta je činio?
He was discerning his spirit.
On je rasuđivao njegovog duha.
And Nathanael was so shocked.
I Natanael je bio tako šokiran.
Rabbi,
Rabbi,
thou art the king of Israel.
Ti si kralj Izraela.
He says, you mean to tell me that I discerned your heart and you call me king of Israel?
Ti hoćeš da mi kažeš, ja sam rasudio tvoje srce i ti si me nazvao već kraljem Izraela?
The hundreds of thousands of people that the prophet of God discerned their heart.
Stotina hiljada ljudi kojima je prorok Boži rasuđivao srca.
Told them their name, what city they're from.
Rekao im je njihova imena, iz kojeg su grada.
Told them the things that happened in their life.
Rekao je stvari koje su im se desile u životu.
I ask you, where are they?
Ja vas pitam, gde su oni?
They saw the signs and wonders.
Oni su vidjeli znake i čudesa.
Oh, they said, oh, you're a prophet of God.
Oni su rekli, ej, pa ti si prorok Boži.
But when the prophet began to preach the revealed word.
Ali kada je prorok počeo da propoveda otkrivenu reč.
When you call yourself a prophet, I don't know.
Kada sebe nazivaš prorokom, ja ne
but
znam.
He says, I don't call myself a prophet.
On je rekao, ja sebe ne nazivam prorokom.
He says, do you call me prophet?
Da li ti mene zoveš prorokom?
See, it's something that's got to be revealed to you.
Vidite, to je nešto što mora biti vama otkriveno.
So now watch as the third pull began to go in their lives.
Tako pogledajte kako je treći potez počeo da se otkriva u njihovim životima.
You find that now it's not a gathering in.
Sada shvatate, ovo više nije okupljanje unutra.
It's a pushing away.
Već je to guranje dalje.
It's a separating pull.
To je potez razdvajanja.
And so when you understand that, then you can see it happens in every godly ministry.
Tako kada to možete razumjeti, vidite da se to događa u svakoj božanskoj službi.
So 80 to 90% of the ministry of the Lord Jesus was first and second Paul.
Tako 80 do 90% službe Gospoda Isusa je bila služba prvog i drugog poteza.
All of that was an attracting pull, pulling people in.
To su sve bili potezi privlačenja da bi ljudi ušli unutra.
His first miracle turning water to wine.
Njegova prva služba da promeni vodu u vino.
All of the signs and wonders that he did.
Svi znaci čudesa koja činio.
Everyone loved him.
Svi su ga voleli.
They wanted to hear this man of Nazareth.
Oni su želeli da čuju tog čovjeka iz Nazareta.
He comes riding into Jerusalem.
On dolazi jašući u Jerusalim.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna na visini.
And everyone is caught up in the emotion.
I svi su uhvaćeni u emocijama.
But one day he takes the scroll of Isaiah.
Ali jednog dana on uzima svitak Isaje.
He comes into the temple.
On ulazi u hram.
And he takes the scroll.
I on uzima svitak.
And he opens it up.
I on otvara to.
And he finds where it's written of him.
I on nađe gdje je pisano za njega.
And he begins to identify himself in the scripture.
I počinje da identifikuje sebe u pismu.
And when he does that,
i kada čini to,
the people are having a hard time to understand him.
Ljudi su počeli imati teško vreme da ga razumiju.
And he says, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears."
I on reče, ovog dana je ovo pismo ispunjeno pred vašim očima.
And some of the people scratched their head.
I neki ljudi su se češali za glavu.
And said, "We know his mother and father."
I rekli su, pa znamo njegovog oca i majku.
I remember seeing him as a young boy playing in Nazareth.
Ja se sećam još kad je bio mali dečko, igrao se tamo u Nazaretu.
How can he now say this scripture is fulfilled?
Kako on može sada reći da se sada ovo pismo ispunilo?
So now watch this. First and second pull was a gathering in.
Dakle, vidite, ovaj prvi, drugi potez je bilo skupljanje unutra.
And you say, where do you find that in the scripture?
A vi ste reći, gdje to nalaziš u pismu?
Let's go to Matthew chapter 13.
Hajmo u Matejevo evanđelje u 13. glavu.
And let's read it together because I want you to see these things.
I hajde da čitamo zajedno jer želim da vidite ove stvari.
Matthew 13 verse 47.
Znači Matejevo evanđelje 13. glava 47. stih.
And again the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind.
Još je carstvo nebesko kao mreža koja se baci u more i zagrabi od svake ruke ribe.
Now understand that when you cast a net.
Razumite kada bacate mrežu.
Have any of you ever seen where someone casts a net?
Jeste li ikada vidjeli kad neko baca mrežu?
Huh? They don't know what they're going to get.
Oni ne znaju šta će uhvatiti.
Because the net catches everything.
Jer mreža hvata sve.
So they begin to pull this net.
I oni počinju da povlače.
Now, some are turtles.
Vidite, nešto su kornjače.
Perhaps some are shark.
Možda ajkula.
And they're not all what they want to keep.
I to nije sve ono što biste vi htjeli da sačuvate.
So the fisherman now starts taking.
Tako no, ribari no, uzimaju. No, može, no, ne, može,
yes,
ne može.
Yes,
da,
no,
ne,
no.
Ne.
You understand?
Da li razumete?
So the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who casts a net.
Carstvo nebesko je slično čovjeku koji baca mrežu.
We understand now.
Da li razumemo to?
And it catches everything.
I ono hvata sve.
But it's not everything that he's going to take into the kingdom.
Ali nije sve što je tamo da bude unešeno u carstvo.
Which when it was full they drew it to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels but cast the bad away.
Koje kad se napuni izvukoše je na kraj i sedavši izbraše dobre u sudove, a zle baciše na polje.
So shall it be at the end of the world.
Tako će biti na posljedku veka.
And the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just.
Izaći će anđeli i odlučit će zle od pravednih.
And shall cast them into the furnace of fire.
I bacit će ih u peć ognjenu.
And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Onda će biti plač i škrgut zuba.
So not everything is a fish.
Tako nije sve riba.
Same way it is with this gospel in the end time.
Tako isto je sa ovim evanđeljem na kraju vremena.
The prophet of God had a first and second pull.
Prorok Boži imao prvi i drugi potez.
He had a great healing ministry.
Imao veliku službu iseljivanja.
Oh, as long as he healed the sick and raised the dead, everybody loved him.
Oh, sve dok je iseljivao bolesne i molio se za njih, svi su ga voleli.
And as long as he discerned the hearts and told the people who they are and where they're from.
I dok god je rasuđivao ljudska srca i rekao im je odakle su i šta imaju.
A great attraction.
Velika privlačnost.
Everyone loved him.
Svi su ga voleli.
But his ministry changed.
Ali njegova služba se promenila.
He began to now reveal the word.
Odjednom je počeo da otkriva reč.
And that's exactly what the Lord Jesus did.
I to je tačno ono što je Gospod Isus učinio.
When he began to change his ministry and reveal the word.
Kada je počeo da menja svoju službu i da otkriva reč.
That's when they got offended.
Onda su se uvredili.
Oh, oh no, 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 no.
Ne, 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 ne.
You see. Vidite. So it is even in this day.
Tako je čak i u ovom danu.
That's why when he had this great healing ministry, everyone loved him. Every denomination wanted him to come and perform the sign.
Zato kada je imao velike službe iseljivanja, svi su ga voljeli. Svaka denominacija ga je želela da dođe i da čini te znakove.
Understand, there was never a miracle that offended anyone.
Razumete, nijedno čudo nije uvredilo, sablaznilo nikoga tamo.
So when a fisherman casts his net,
tako kada ribar baci mrežu,
and when we go and preach the gospel,
i kada mi idemo i propovedamo evanđelje,
when we go to Vietnam,
kada idemo u Vijetnam,
when we go to Africa,
kada idemo u Afriku,
when we go to India,
kada idemo u Indiju,
and we cast that gospel net,
i bacimo mrežu evanđelja,
it brings all kinds.
Ono povlači sve.
But some are fish.
Ali neki su riba.
That's what we're interested in.
I za njih smo zainteresovani.
Is the true fish.
Da li je to prava riba?
Now, I'm not responsible what the net catches.
Sad ja nisam odgovoran za ono šta sve mreža može da uhvati.
And I'm not responsible to have to clean every fish.
I nisam odgovoran da moram da očistim svaku ribu.
What my responsibility is to cast the net.
Ali moja odgovornost je da bacim mrežu.
For the Bible says, let whosoever will, let him come.
Jer Biblija govori, neka svako ko želi neka dođe.
That's casting the net.
To je bacanje mreže.
But Jesus also said,
ali Isus je također rekao,
that no man can come except my father draw him first.
Da nijedan čovjek ne može doći sem ako ga otac prvo ne povuče.
And so there's a lot of people that get caught up in the first and second pull.
Tako bilo je puno ljudi koji su povučeni u prvom i u drugom potezu.
But when the word begins to get revealed, that's when the separation comes.
Ali kada je reč počela da bude otkrivana, onda je počelo razdvajanje.
That's when you separate the good from the bad.
Onda razdvajate dobre od zle.
You separate the shuck from the wheat.
Razdvajate ljusku od zrna.
You separate the good from the bad.
Razdvajate dobro od zlo.
That's what the gospel does, is it causes a separation.
To je ono što čini evanđelje, ono izaziva razdvajanje.
You see, it takes the good and puts it into good vessels.
Vidite, on uzima dobre i stavlja u dobre posude.
And puts the other into the fire.
A ostalo baca u vatru.
That's God's way.
To je Božji način.
I'm not responsible for casting the net what is caught in the net.
Ja nisam odgovoran za ono kada bacim mrežu šta je sve uhvaćeno tamo.
And so we see in St. John chapter 6.
Tako mi vidimo u Jovanom evanđelju u 6. glavi.
The Lord Jesus changes his ministry.
Gospod Isus je promenio svoju službu.
He's no longer just doing the signs and wonders.
On više ne čini samo znake i čudesa.
He now preaches the word.
On sada propoveda reč.
And many of the people get offended at the word.
I mnogi ljudi su se sablaznili na reč.
And the prophet of God said, God does that for a purpose.
I prorok Boži kaže, Bog to čini sa svrhom.
Because the word is a separator.
Zato što reč je razdvajač.
Everything that God does has a purpose.
Sve što Bog čini ima svrhu.
And he says, did you call me rabbi of Israel because I discerned your heart?
Tako Isus je rekao, ti me nazivaš rabinom ili učiteljem u Izraelu zato što sam rasudio tvoje srce?
You made a confession of your faith?
Ti si dao ispovedanje svoje vere?
I'm telling you, greater things shall you see
than this. Vidjet ćeš veće stvari od ovoga.
That's what I want you to understand in your mind.
To je ono što želim da razumete u vašem umu.
You want to see greater things than miracles.
Vi želite da vidite veće stvari.
Because you could see angels.
Jer možete vidjeti anđele.
That will not change you.
To vas neće promijeniti.
You can see the dead raised before you.
Možete vidjeti mrtve kako uskrsavaju pred
vama. That will not make you a believer.
To vas neće učiniti čak vernikom.
You can see people getting up out of wheelchairs.
Možete vidjeti kako ljudi ustaju iz invalidskih kolica.
And you might be surprised and shocked.
I bili biste iznenađeni, šokirani.
But that doesn't make you a believer.
Ali to vas ne čini vernikom.
What makes you a believer is when God opens your eyes of understanding.
Šta vas čini vernikom je ono kada vam Bog otvara oči vašeg razumevanja.
And then you're not offended when he begins to preach the straight word.
I onda se ne sablažnjavate kada se propoveda prava čista reč.
Brother Branham said in a sermon, a testimony on the sea.
Brat Branham je rekao u propovedi svedočanstvo na moru.
The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who casts his net.
Carstvo nebesko je slično kao čovjeku koji baca mrežu.
And when you bring that net in, it has turtles and spiders and serpents.
I kada povlačite tu mrežu unutra, tamo su možda paukovi, možda su tamo kornjače i ostalo.
It catches everything.
Ono hvata sve.
But someday,
ali jednog dana,
that last fish,
ta posljednja riba,
that is ordained and predestinated,
koja je određena i predodređena,
it's going to be caught up into that net,
ona će biti uhvaćena u tu mrežu,
and when God does that,
i kada Bog to učini,
it's over.
Onda je kraj.
So we're looking for that last fish.
Tako mi tražimo tu posljednju ribu.
Maybe you've been caught up in this in this message.
Možda ste vi zahvaćeni u ovu poruku.
Maybe you were caught up by seeing the miracles and the signs.
Možda ste zahvaćeni time što ste vidjeli znake i čudesa.
You saw the cloud and you heard about angels.
Vidjeli ste taj oblak i čuli ste za anđele.
But that didn't make you a believer.
Ali to vas ne čini vernikom.
What makes you a believer is when you hear the word of God and it's revealed to you in your soul.
Ono što vas čini vernikom je kada čujete reč Božju i ona postaje otkrivena vama u vašoj duši.
Jesus, he goes by the Sea of Galilee one day.
Isus ide pored Galilejskog mora.
You remember in Matthew chapter 4.
Sjećate se u Matejevom evanđelju 4.
And there he saw two brothers, Simon Peter.
I tako on je video dvojicu braća,
and Andrew his brother.
Petra i Andreju njegovog brata.
And they were casting a net into the sea.
I oni su bacali mrežu u more.
For they were fishers.
Jer oni su bili ribari.
And he doesn't preach a long 3-hour sermon.
I on nije propovedao tamo jednu propoved koja je trajala 3 sata.
He only says a few sentences.
Samo je rekao nekoliko rečenica.
Follow me, I will make you fishers of men.
Sledite mene, učinit ću vas ribarima ljudi.
What would make Simon Peter and Andrew leave their father and follow Jesus?
Zašto bi Simon Petar i Andrej, zašto bi oni napustili svog oca da slede Isusa?
Can you just imagine those men, what they were thinking in their mind?
Možete li zamisliti ljude šta su oni razmišljali u svom umu?
Follow me.
Sledi me.
I will make you fishers of men.
Učinit ću vas ribarima ljudi.
And then he goes a little bit further.
I onda on ide malo dalje.
And he sees two more brothers casting their net.
I on vidi još dvojicu braću kako bacaju mreže.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee.
Jovan i Jakov, sinovi Zebedejevi.
And they were mending their nets.
I oni su popravljali mreže.
And he called unto them also.
I on je njih pozvao.
Follow me.
Sledite mene.
And the Bible says, and straightway they left their father's nets and they began to follow Jesus.
I Biblija kaže, odmah su bacili mreže i počeli da slede Isusa.
Now I like that.
Sada, ja volim to.
Because they made a decision, if you're going to follow God, do it quickly.
Jer oni su donijeli odluku, ako želiš da slediš Boga, učini to brzo.
I believe each true believer has got to say, I'm going to go and I'm going to go now.
Ja vjerujem da svaki vjernik bi trebao da kaže, ja ću ići i ići ću sada.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, maybe I'll take a couple years to think about this.
Pa, znaš šta, nisam baš siguran, mislim da ću razmisliti par godina pre.
You know, as long as I don't have to quit certain things, it's okay.
Znaš, dok ne moram da ostavim neke stvari, u redu je.
No, the prophet of God said, it's very important to make a clear decision.
Prorok Boži je rekao, jako je važno napraviti čistu odluku.
Perhaps some of you have been caught up in this gospel called the end time message.
Možda su neki od vas uhvaćeni u mrežu evanđelja koja se zove poruka posljednjeg vremena.
But you really don't know for sure if this is it or not.
Ali niste baš 100% sigurni da li je to baš to ili nije.
I believe that during these meetings make a decision.
Ja vjerujem da ćete tokom ovih službi napraviti odluku.
Get in or get out.
Ili ćete ući unutra, ili ćete izaći napolje.
Amen.
Amen.
That's just how clear it is. Get in or get out.
Tako jasno bi trebalo da bude. Ili ulaziš unutra, ili izlaziš napolje.
Because if we're going to follow God, let's get in.
Jer ako ćemo slediti Boga, hajde da uđemo unutra.
Many times the men of God made the people make a decision.
Često puta su ljudi Boži doveli ljude do toga da donesu odluku.
Elijah told the people, make a decision.
Ilija je doveo ljude do toga da im kaže, načinite odluku.
Why hold you between two opinions?
Zašto ste između dva mišljenja?
If Baal be God, serve him.
Ako je Baal Bog, služite njemu.
But if God be God, serve him.
Ali ako je Bog Bog, onda služite njemu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I like that.
Ja to volim.
Because if you're going to make a decision, make it now.
Jer ako ćete doneti odluku, donesite je sada.
Amen.
Amen.
Come, I'll make you fishers of men.
Dođite, učinit ću vas ribarima ljudi.
And so you see this change of ministry was a separating ministry.
Tako vidite, ova promjena službe u stvari je bila jedna služba razdvajanja.
Because the shuck is not heir with the wheat.
Zato što pleva neće naslediti sa zrnom.
Do you understand
that? Da li razumete?
And so the foolish and the wise are caught up in the same net.
I mudra devica su uhvaćeni u istoj mreži.
The church and the bride are caught up in the same net.
Crkva i nevesta su uhvaćeni u istoj mreži.
Brother Branham said in the sermon, hear ye him.
Brat Branham reku u propovedi, slušaj njega, ili njega slušaj.
He says salvation of the soul is much greater than divine healing.
On reku, spasenje duše je mnogo veće nego božansko isceljenje.
He said divine healing is a minor.
On je rekao, božansko isceljenje je sporedno.
But he says, the major is salvation of the soul.
Ali rekao, glavno je spasenje duše.
So I want to ask you a question.
Tako želim vam postaviti jedno pitanje.
Would you rather see somebody get healed physically or healed spiritually?
Da li biste rađe vidjeli nekoga da bude isceljen fizički ili da bude isceljen duhovno?
Would you rather see a blind man receive his physical sight?
Da li biste rađe vidjeli slepog čovjeka da njegovo oko bude isceljeno?
Or would you rather see somebody who were spiritually blind and now have their eyes open to the gospel?
Ili da neko duhovno koje je slep i ne vidi odjednom ima otvorene oči za evanđelje?
I ask you, which is the greater miracle?
Ja vas pitam, šta je veće čudo?
Because Brother Branham said spiritual blindness is far worse than physical blindness.
Brat Branham rekao, duhovna slepoća je mnogo gora nego fizička slepoća.
I had a sister in my church.
Imao sam sestru u svojoj crkvi.
And she had gone to the Catholic church most of her life.
I ona je većinu svog života odlazila u katoličku crkvu.
And she was good. She was a seamstress and she could sew good clothing.
I ona je bila krojačica i mogla da šije jako lepu odeću.
And so she used to sew the garments for the priest in the Catholic church.
I tako ona je čak šila odoru za katoličkog sveštenika u crkvi.
And she loved doing it.
I ona je voljela to da čini.
And her husband came into the message.
A njen muž je došao u poruku.
And one day he said, "Why don't you come and go to my church?"
И jedno mi rekao, "Zašto ne bi pošao sa mnom u moju crkvu?"
Oh no.
Ona kaže, "O ne, ne."
I sew all the clothing for the priest.
Ja sam šila svu tu odeću za sveštenika.
I go there and I iron all of the shirts and everything.
Ja idem tamo i opeglam sve to.
And she says, "Why would I want to go to your church?"
Zašto bih htela da idem u tvoju crkvu?
And he says, "Just come, just if you would, one time."
I ona rekao, pa samo dođi makar samo jedan put da dođi.
So she came to the church and she sat like this.
Tako ona je došla u crkvu i sedela ovako.
You can see her brakes were locked up.
Mogli ste vidjeti da su sve kočnice
and
povučene.
She wasn't wanting to hear anything.
I nije htela ništa da čuje.
And while I preached, she just sat there going.
I dok sam propovedao, ona svo vrijeme samo ovako.
But she came again.
Ali došla je ponovo.
And she came again.
I ponovo.
And then one time she met me after service.
I jedno me srela posle službe.
Listen, just because I come to your church a couple times.
Slušaj, samo zato što sam došla par puta u tvoju crkvu.
I am not a member of your church.
Ja nisam član tvoje crkve.
I belong to the Catholic Church.
Ja pripadam katoličkoj crkvi.
I sew the clothes for the priest.
Ja sam šila odeću za sveštenika.
So just don't think that I'm a member of your church.
Zato nemoj da pomisliš da sam član tvoje crkve.
I said okay.
Ja sam rekao dobro.
And she had big hoop earrings.
Imala je velike minđuše.
She cut her hair.
Šišala je kosu.
She put on lipstick.
Stavila je ruž na usta.
But the more she came,
ali što više dolazila,
I noticed one day she doesn't have earrings.
Primetio sam jednog dana više nema minđuše.
A couple weeks later, she doesn't have any lipstick.
Posle par nedelja više nije imala ruža na ustama.
And she says, after service one day,
i ona kaže jednom posle službe,
"What are you doing to me?"
Šta mi ti to činiš? Šta mi činiš?
Are you brainwashing me?
Je ti meni ispiraš mozak?
I said, I'm doing nothing.
Ja sam rekao, ja ništa ne radim.
Yeah, she says, but you know, I kind of like what I'm hearing now.
I ona kaže, na šta, odjedno mi se dopada to što slušam.
But I'm still not a member of your church.
Ali još uvijek nisam član tvoje crkve.
And the more she came and the more she heard, the water of the word washed all of these things away from her.
I što više je dolazila i što više je slušala, voda reči je ispirala sve to što imala.
Until one day she came to me.
Sve dok jednog dana nije došla.
She says, she now calls me Brother Ron.
I odjednom me počela da me zove brat Ron.
Before it was just, hey you.
Pre je bilo samo, hey ti.
She says, Brother Ron.
Sad odjednom kaže, brate Ron.
I would like to be a member of your church.
Ja bih htjela da budem član tvoje crkve.
And we baptized her in water baptism.
I mi smo je krstili vodenim krštenjem.
And she was one of the most faithful ones in my church.
I bila jedna od najvernijih u mojoj crkvi.
She died about 3 months ago.
Umrla je pre 3 mjeseca.
But until that time.
Ali sve do tog vremena.
She even went and cleaned the church.
Čak je dolazila da čisti crkvu.
Every Saturday she was working all day in the church.
Svake subote ceo dan je radila u crkvi.
And just the day before I saw her die.
I baš pre tog dana jednom ja sam video kako umire.
I come to church I go into the church and I walk by the women's bathroom.
Došao sam u crkvu i prošao sam pored ženskog toaleta.
And the door was open and there she was on her hands and knees and she was scrubbing the floor.
I vrata su bila otvorena i video sam je na kolenima kako čisti tamo.
And she was singing a gospel song.
I pevala je jednu pesmu iz crkve.
And she was so happy even to clean the toilets.
I bila je tako srećna čak da čisti toaletu.
It wasn't a great work.
To nije bilo veliki posao.
She was happy to clean the toilets.
Ona je bila srećna čisti toalete.
And she came out, she heard me walk by.
Izašla napolje, čula je me da dolazim.
And she had those rubber gloves on. She takes
them off. Imala te gumene rukavice, skinula ih.
She says, "Oh, brother Ron."
Ona kaže, "Oh, brate Rone."
This is where I belong.
Ovo je mesto gde ja pripadam.
I'm so happy to be a part of this church.
Tako srećna što sam deo tvoje crkve.
She says, "I really can't do much, but if I can clean the toilets, I'm happy."
Rekla je, ne mogu možda puno da učinim, ali ako mogu da očistim toalete, već to je dosta da budem srećna.
And my mind goes back to the day when she told me, "I'm not a member of your church."
Moj um se vratio nazad na ono vreme kada je rekla, ja nisam član tvoje crkve.
She thought I was doing something to her.
Mislila da ja nešto pokušavam sa njom.
It wasn't me.
Ali to nisam bio ja.
It's him.
To je bio on.
She heard something more.
Ona je čula nešto više.
There was a voice of God that she began to hear.
Tamo je bio glas Boži koji je počela čuti.
And so we see that the gospel is like a net that's cast into the sea.
Tako vidimo evanđelje kao mreža koja je bačena u more.
Brother Branham said in the sirs we would see Jesus.
Brat Branham rekao u propovedi, gospodo, mi bi hteli da vidimo Isusa.
About 86% of the ministry of Jesus was first and second Paul.
Oko 86% njegove službe je bilo prvi i drugi potez.
But one day his ministry changed.
Ali jednog dana njegova služba se promenila.
And when it changed, the people misunderstood it.
I kada se to promenilo, ljudi su ga pogrešno razumeli.
He doesn't have to explain everything to
on
you.
On ne mora sve da vam objasni.
He's God.
On je Bog.
He doesn't have to explain everything.
On ne mora sve da objasni.
He didn't explain to the disciples what he meant by eating his flesh and drinking his blood.
Nije objasnio učenicima šta je mislio time da se jede njegovo telo i pije njegova krv.
I can imagine Peter put his hands down, his head down in his hands.
Mogu da zamislim Petar kako je stavio dole svoje ruke, naslonio si glavu.
I don't understand.
Ja ovo uopšte ne razumem.
But I believe.
Ali ja verujem.
It's not that you understand it all.
To nije da li ti nešto razumeš od toga.
It's that you believe.
Već da li veruješ to?
Lord, I believe.
Gospod, ja verujem.
I don't understand it all, but I believe.
Ja ne razumem sve, ali ja verujem.
That's all God asks you.
To je sve što vas Bog pita.
That's why we sing the song, only believe.
Zato pevamo pesmu, samo veruj.
Right. Just believe.
Samo veruj.
The disciples one time asked the Lord Jesus, "What can we do to work the works of God?"
Učenici su jednom pitali Gospoda Isusa, "Šta da radimo da činimo dela Božja?"
He said, "Just believe."
On je rekao, "Samo veruj."
See how simple it is?
Vidite kako jednostavno je to?
He didn't tell them they have to go climb Mount Everest.
On im nije rekao da moraju se popnu na Mount Everest.
He didn't say they have to go part the Red Sea.
On im nije rekao da moraju da podele Crveno more.
Do some big miracle.
Da učine neko veliko čudo.
How can I work the works of God?
Kako mogu da činim dela Božja?
Just believe.
Samo veruj.
It's too simple.
Tako je jednostavno.
But a lot of times we look for a sign.
Ali često puta mi tražimo znake.
I'm not looking for a sign, I'm looking for him.
Ja ne tražim znakove, ja tražim njega.
I want to see Jesus.
Ja želim da vidim Isusa.
I remember the first time I went to a church.
Sećam se prvi put kad sam ušao u neku crkvu.
A friend of mine, he invited me to go with him to the Catholic church.
Jedan moj prijatelj me pozvao da uđem u katoličku crkvu.
I've never been to a church before.
Nikad pre toga nisam bio u crkvi, nikad.
Never. And my sister, she had gone she's 6 years older than I am. She had gone to the Catholic church once or twice.
Moja sestra koja je 6 godina starija od mene je već išla jednom ili dva put pre toga u katoličku crkvu.
And she had a rosary. She had that.
I imala tu brojanicu.
And she said, "If you're going to go to the Catholic church, here, you take this."
I ona je rekla, ako budeš išao u katoličku crkvu, evo, uzmi tu stvar.
You know the beads with the
znate tu brojanicu što imaju katolici.
So I held those in my hand as I went.
Znate, imao sam to u svojoj ruci kada sam išao tamo.
I don't know what to do. I just.
Ali nisam znao šta da radim s tim.
I'm just following what everybody else does.
Jednostavno sam sledio šta drugi rade.
And I was so excited to be able to hear the gospel.
I bio sam tako uzbuđen što mogu da čujem evanđelje.
And you know, so we went into this big cathedral.
Tako ušli smo u tu veliku katedralu.
You come up to the door and here's a bowl of water.
Vi uđete kroz vrata i tamo je veliki balon sa vodom.
And so my friend, he does this.
I moj prijatelj, on uradi ovo.
What is that?
Šta je to?
Okay.
O, dobro.
Oh, I kind of feel holy.
Oh, sad se osjećam malo svetim.
Yeah, I guess that's what you do.
Oh, valjda je to to.
Right? What you see, you do what they do.
Vi radite ono što oni rade.
So he comes to his pew and
he genuflects
it. He comes in and
I on so sagne malo I uđe. Tako ja se sagnem malo.
I'm holding my rosary.
I držim brojanicu.
And now it come time, we were singing a couple songs.
Pevali smo par pesama.
So they told everybody to be seated.
Oni su rekli svi da sednu.
And here come this big cardinal or something, and his big hat on.
Kardinal, šta je već sa tim na glavi.
And they are doing the incense.
I oni tamo
Ekum Spiro Tutuo, right? And, wow. This big robe, big golden cross.
Wow, veliki zlatni krst.
Man, I'm impressed.
Wow, ja sam pod utiskom.
And I can't wait to hear.
Ne mogu da sačekam da čujem.
The gospel that this guy preaches.
Evanđelje koje će ovaj čovjek da propoveda.
So he begins to talk.
I on počne da govori.
And he's speaking in Latin.
I on govori latinski.
I said, hey.
Ja kažem, hey.
Why is he speaking Latin?
I što on govori latinski?
He said, well, we're not holy enough to hear God's word, so he only preaches in Latin.
On kaže, pa mi nismo dovoljno sveti da čujemo Božju reč, pa on govori samo latinski.
I said, something's wrong.
Ja kažem, nešto ovde nije u redu.
I come here to hear
ja sam ovde došao
the gospel.
Evanđelje.
Jesus didn't preach in Latin.
Isus nije propovedao latinski.
He preached in a language that the people understood.
On je propovedao u jeziku koji su ljudi razumeli.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know, so that was my first experience with going to church.
To je bilo moje prvo iskustvo sa odlaskom u crkvu.
And honestly, I said, if that's going to church, I don't want it.
I stvarno rekao sam, ako je to crkva, onda ja to ne želim.
Because it did nothing for me.
Jer ništa nije učinilo za mene.
I want a gospel that changes me.
Ja želim evanđelje koje može da me promeni.
Jesus on the inside,
Isus
working on my outside.
Deluje na spoljašnosti.
Oh, what a change.
O,
in my life.
Kakva promjena u mom životu.
Jesus on the inside,
Isus iznutra,
working on my outside.
Deluje na spoljašnosti. Hallelujah, amen.
From the inside.
Iznutra počinje.
See the Pharisee, he washes the outside.
Sjeti, Farisej, oni su prali spoljašnost.
But the inside is dirty.
Ali iznutra je bilo prljavo.
The man, the heart of man is not changed.
Srce čovjeka nije bilo promijenjeno.
Religion just covers the outside.
Religija samo pokriva spoljašnost.
But a relationship with Jesus starts from the inside going out.
Ali odnos sa Isusom čini da imate nešto iznutra koje deluje na spolja.
See, we're not looking for a sign.
Vidite, mi ne tražimo znakove.
I want to see him.
Ja želim vidjeti njega.
I want to meet Jesus.
Želim da sretnem Isusa.
And you see, Moses, he saw a sign one day.
I znate, Mojsije je video znak jednog dana.
He saw a bush that was on fire that was not consumed.
Video grm koji je goreo i koji nije izgoreo.
And he stopped to look.
I on je stao da bi vidio to.
There's a bush that's on fire and it's not consumed.
Tamo je grm koje je zapaljena, ne može da izgori.
So he begins to get closer.
Tako on je počeo dolazi bliže.
Something supernatural. There's an attraction
nešto
on the mountain.
Nešto nadprirodno. Tamo je bila privlačnost na planini.
Until he gets close enough, he hears a voice.
Sve dok nije došao bliže da čuo glas.
Moses, Moses.
Mojsije, Mojsije.
Take off your shoes, for the ground that thou standest on is holy ground.
Skini svoje cipele, jer zemlja na kojoj stojiš je sveta.
He didn't take off his hat.
On nije skinuo svoj šešir.
He took off his shoes.
On je skinuo cipele.
And he came into the presence of God.
I došao u prisustvo Božje.
You see, if you ever come into the presence of God,
ikada dođete u prisustvo Božje,
it'll change you forever.
To će vas promeniti za uvek.
you might see the attraction.
Можете видеть привлачность.
But if you'll come into the presence of God, it'll change.
Ali ako dođete u prisustvo Božje, onda ćete se promijeniti.
And just like Nicodemus.
I kao Nikodem.
When he came to the Lord Jesus.
Kada je došao do Gospoda Isusa.
He says, "Rabbi, we know thou art a man come from God."
On rekao, učitelju, mi znamo da si ti čovjek od Boga.
Because no man can do these things except God be with you.
Jer niko ne može da čini ove stvari ako Bog nije sa njim.
And he says, "But Nicodemus."
I on reče, ali Nikodeme.
Don't you understand that a man must be born again?
Zar ne razumeš da čovjek mora da bude nanovo rođen?
Now he tries with the carnal mind to understand.
Sad on počinje sa svojim ljudskim umom, pokušava da razume.
Must I enter back into my mother's womb to be born again?
Ja treba da uđem nazad u utrobu svoje majke da budem nanovo rođen?
And he said, "No, that which is of the flesh is of the flesh."
I on kaže, ne, ono što je od tela je od tela.
But that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
Ali ono što je rođeno od duha je duh.
The first doctrine that Jesus Christ preached.
Doktrina koju Isus Hrist propovedao.
Was you must be born again.
Je, ti moraš biti nanovo rođen.
Why? Because the fall that happened in the garden.
Zašto? Jer pad koji se desio u Edenskom vrtu.
And because of the sin that was in the garden.
I greh koji je bio u Edenu.
Every one of us came born in sin shaped in iniquity.
Zbog toga svaki jedan od nas je rođen u grehu i oblikovan u nepravdi.
And we were by nature as the children of disobedience.
I po prirodi smo bili kao deca neposlušnosti.
We lied, we steal, we do things wrong.
Mi smo lagali, mi smo krali, mi smo činili stvari pogrešne.
Why? That's the nature we're born with.
Zašto? To je priroda sa kojom smo.
You don't have to teach children how to lie.
Ne morate učiti decu kako da lažu.
They know how to lie.
Oni znaju kako da lažu.
You have to teach them to tell the truth.
Morate ih učiti da govore istinu.
One day my wife made a nice cake.
Jednog dana moja žena napravila lep kolač.
And the children are not to take of the cake until after dinner.
A deca nisu smela da uzmu kolač sve do posle ručka.
But my wife come by and she saw a little handprint out of the cake.
Ali moja žena je došla i vidjela otisak prstiju na kolaču.
So she called all three of my children
in there. I ona je pozvala svu troje dece.
Come here, who got into this cake?
Dođite ovamo, ko je dospio do kolača?
And they all stood there.
I oni su svi stali. Ja nisam.
Not me.
Ja nisam.
But my oldest son, he had frosting all over his face.
Moj najstari sin je ovdje imao tragove oko ustiju.
I didn't do it.
Ja nisam.
You don't have to teach him to lie. They know how to lie.
Ne morate ga učiti, on već zna kako da laže.
You don't have to teach a little child to rock out to rock music.
Ne morate uopšte učiti malo dete da džuska na rock muziku.
You just turn rock music on and watch a little baby.
Samo uključite rock muziku i pogledajte malo dete.
Yeah.
Da.
Doesn't matter what country.
Nije važno u kojoj zemlji ste.
You turn it up and
kada to uključite, čak i deca počinju.
That's because you were born with the wrong nature.
Zato što ste rođeni sa pogrešnom prirodom.
That's why you love the world and the things of the world.
Zato volite stvari sveta i svet.
That's why when you become born again, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Zato kada ste novorođeni, vi postajete novo stvorenje u Hristu Isusu.
And now the things that you once loved, now you hate.
Sada stvari koje ste nekada voljeli, sada ih mrzite.
And the things I once hated, now I love.
A stvari koje ste voljeli, sada volite.
Why?
Mrzeli, sada volite.
Why? What happened?
Zašto? Šta se desilo?
I've been changed.
Ja sam promijenjen.
I've been reborn.
Ja sam ponovo rođen.
All my life has been rearranged.
Ceo moj život je prearanžiran.
I was born again.
Ja sam nanovo rođen.
I used to have long hair, ride a motorcycle.
Imao sam dugu kosu i vozio sam motocikli.
Leather jackets.
Imao sam kožnu jaknu.
And I would ride up in front of a restaurant.
I stao bi ispred restorana sa motorom.
And a mother with her children outside.
I tamo je bila majka sa decom možda napolje.
Here I come riding up.
I ovdje ja dolazim sa mojim motorom.
Get off your motorcycle.
I siđem dole sa motora.
Shake your hair.
Potresem kosu.
And the mother goes, come children, come, stay away from that man.
I majka dođe, deco, deco, pazite dalje od ovog čovjeka.
And now they look at me and
I onda gledaju mene.
I'm so changed.
I tako sam promijenjen.
I've often said this, if God can change me, he can change anyone.
Često sam rekao kada Bog može mene da promijeni, on može bilo koga da promijeni.
What you see now is a,
ovo što sada vidite,
is the real Ron Peterson.
To je pravi Ron Peterson.
The other one was just the old man, the old flesh.
Prethodni je bio samo stari čovjek, staro telo.
And now I have mothers say, please take my children and influence them of the gospel.
Sada ja imam majke koje kažu, molim te, uzmi moju djecu, utiči na njih evanđeljem.
See, they say, take care of my children.
E, oni kažu, čuvaj moj, brini se za moju djecu.
Where before they were afraid.
A pre toga bili su uplašeni.
And I've spoke to some very rough people.
I govorio sam sa nekim jako tvrdim ljudima.
And some people say,
i neki ljudi kažu,
you've never done anything wrong.
Ti ništa nisi loše uradio nikada.
You were raised in church.
Ti si bio vaspitavan, odgojen u crkvi.
You don't know what it's like to do drugs and all these things.
Ti ne znaš šta to znači biti u drogama i u svim tim stvarima.
That's when I say, hey, come here, say.
To je ono kad ja kažem, ej, dođi ovamo malo.
I remember a friend of mine.
Ja se sećam jednog mog prijatelja.
Who he shot heroin for 12 years.
On si 12 godina ubrizgavao heroin sa špricem.
He was such an addict on heroin.
Bio takav zavisnik od heroina.
That when he needed a fix, he began to shake.
Kada je bio u krizi, on je morao, on se tresao.
I got to get high.
Ja moram da dođem do heroina.
And God delivered him.
A Bog ga je oslobodio.
God delivered him from drugs.
Bog ga je oslobodio od droge.
God delivered me from drugs.
Bog je mene oslobodio od droga.
God delivered me from the things of the world.
Bog me oslobodio od stvari ovoga sveta.
It wasn't something that I changed in my mind. It was the power of God.
To nije bilo nešto da sam ja samo nešto promijenio u svom umu, već je to bila sila Božja.
But we were witnessing to a bunch of druggies and bikers and
ali svedočili smo jednoj gomili drogeraša koji su vozili na motorima.
And they told this friend of mine, said, you've never done any drugs.
I oni su rekli mom prijatelju, pa ti nikad nisi ništa loše uradio niti sa drogama.
He says, come here, look.
On je rekao, dođi ovamo.
He says, look at my arms.
Evo, vidi moje ruke.
You want to see the scars?
Želiš li vidjeti otiske?
Have you ever seen somebody that did drugs for so many years?
And their
arms are scarred.
Ko ima posla sa drogama, cela ruka je puna ožiljaka.
He says, come here, kid.
On je rekao, dođi ovamo,
look.
Dođi, gledaj ovde.
I've been there, I know what I'm talking
about. Ja sam bio tamo, ja znam o čemu govorim.
The guy said, oh, okay, okay.
I čovjek je rekao, ej, dobro, čuj, izvini.
I was not always a Christian.
Ja nisam uvek bio hrišćanin.
I was a fanatic for the things of the world.
Ja sam bio fanatik za stvari ovog
sveta. But now that I come to Christ.
Ali sada kada sam došao Hristu.
I'm a fanatic for him.
Ja sam fanatik za njega.
Amen. You remember in Luke chapter 16.
Sjećate se u Lukinom evanđelju 16. glavi.
You remember there was a beggar by the name of Lazarus who died and went to heaven.
Sjećate se tamo je bio prosjak po imenu Lazar koji je umro.
And there was a rich man and he died and he went to hell.
I tamo je bio bogati čovjek koji je umro i otišao je u pakao.
And the two began to talk one with another.
I njih dvoje su počeli da pričaju jedan sa drugim.
And one cried out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Jedan je viknuo, Oče Abraham, imaj milosti sa mnom.
Let them dip their finger in water and put it on my tongue.
Daj neka ovaj umoči samo vrh svoga prsta u vodu i da mi da na vrh jezika.
Because I'm in a place of torment.
Zato što sam na strašnom mjestu mučenja.
And I want you to see, let's turn to Luke.
I želim da otvorimo u Lukinom evanđelju 16. glava.
Luke chapter 16.
16. glava
verse 27.
Luka, 27. stih.
Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house.
Tada reče, molim te, dakle, oče, da ga pošalješ kući oca mojega.
For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment.
Jer imam pet braće, neka im posvedoči, da ne bi ovi došli na ovo mesto mučenja.
And Abraham saith in him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
Reče mu Abraham, oni imaju Mojsija i proroke, neka njih slušaju.
And he said, nay, Father Abraham.
A on reče, ne, oče Abraham.
But if one went under them from the dead, they will repent.
Nego ako im ko dođe iz mrtvih, pokajaće se.
And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one raised from the dead.
A Abraham reče, ako ne slušaju Mojsija i proroka, da ko iz mrtvih ustane, neće verovati.
You could see someone raised from the dead.
Možete vidjeti nekog da ustane iz mrtvih.
That will not make you a believer.
To vas neće učiniti vernikom.
Jesus began to say, greater things shall you see.
Isus je rekao, vidjet ćete veće stvari od ovih.
Because they would begin to catch the voice that was behind the sign.
Jer oni će početi da hvataju glas koji je iza znaka.
Many see the sign, but they don't hear the voice behind the sign.
Mnogi vide znak, ali ne čuju glas koji je iza znaka.
Moses was given two signs.
Mojsiju su bili dana dva znaka.
And God spoke to Moses and said, if they don't hear the voice of the first sign.
I Mojsiju bilo rečeno, ako ne čuju glas prvoga znaka.
You've read your Bible, you know what I'm talking about.
Čitali ste Bibliju, znate o čemu govorim.
It's not the sign.
To nije o znaku.
There's a voice behind it.
Već postoji glas iza njega.
We were on our way to this camp.
Mi smo bili na putu za ovaj kamp.
And on the road you have these signs and they tell you what the next city is.
I na putu imate znak gdje piše koje će biti sljedeće mjesto.
Like Novi Sad 25 km.
Kao Novi Sad 25 km.
Now we could have stopped and said, ha ha ha! Wonderful! Look at the sign!
Sada mogu mi da stanemo da kažemo,
wow!
Predivno, vidite ovaj znak!
Brother Jan, wow! Look at that sign! Isn't that beautiful?
Ja vam vidim ovaj znak, da nije predivan?
And he would say, Brother Ron,
I on bi rekao, brate Rone,
the sign is only telling us where to go.
Ovaj znak nam samo govori gdje da idemo.
Let's not stop and worship the sign.
Nemoj da stanemo da obožavamo znak.
Let's go to Novi Sad.
Daj da idemo stvarno za Novi Sad.
You understand what I'm saying?
Da li razumete što vam govorim?
It's not seeing the sign. Oh God, you did this great sign.
To nije da vidite znak i da kažete, o Bože, učinio si veliki znak.
But do you hear the voice?
Ali da li čuješ glas iza tog znaka?
I ask you a question.
Ja vas pitam pitanje.
In the first Exodus.
U prvom izlasku.
Did not all the people, even of Egypt, see the signs and wonders?
Zar nisu svi ljudi, pa čak i Egipćani vidjeli znake i čudesa?
Did it make them believers?
Da li ih je to učinilo vernicima?
Did it make Pharaoh a believer?
Da li je Faraon zbog toga postao vernik?
No.
Ne.
Even though he did one time say, Moses' God is God.
Iako je čak jednom rekao, Mojsijev Bog jeste Bog.
That didn't make him a believer.
Ali to ga nije učinilo vernikom.
Even though they saw the signs and wonders.
Iako su vidjeli znake i čudesa.
It's not the signs and wonders that make us a believer.
To nisu znaci i čudesa koje nas čine vernicima.
There were all kinds of signs and wonders with the prophet's ministry.
Bili su svi znaci i čudesa u službi proroka.
We've seen the cloud.
Vidjeli smo oblak.
But the seeing the picture of the cloud did not make me a believer.
Ali gledajući u sliku oblaka ja nisam postao vernik.
We saw all the healings and the miracles in the prophet's ministry.
Vidjeli smo sva iscjeljenja i čudesa u službi proroka.
That didn't make me a believer.
To me nije učinilo vernikom.
What made me a believer is I heard the gospel that he preached.
Ono što me učinilo vernikom je da sam čuo evanđelje koje on propovedao.
I heard the voice behind the sign.
Ja sam čuo taj glas iza tog znaka.
Brother Branham said in the sermon, Queen of Sheba.
Brat Branham rekao u propovedi, kraljica iz Sabe.
It isn't the sign.
To nije znak.
It's the voice that goes with the sign.
Već to je glas koji ide sa znakom.
And he says every true sign has a voice behind it.
I on kaže svaki pravi znak ima glas iza njega.
Moses saw the burning bush.
Mojsije je vidio gorući grm.
Seeing the burning bush didn't make him a believer.
Gledajući gorući grm, on nije postao vernik.
But when the sign had a voice behind it, that made him a believer.
Kada je znak imao glas iza sebe, toga je moglo učiniti vernik.
Every true sign of God is followed by the voice of God.
Svaki pravi znak Boži slijedi glas Boži.
And when God sends a prophet, he's a sign to the people.
I kada Bog šalje proroka, on je znak za ljude.
Brother Branham never said he was the prophet.
Brat Branham nikad nije rekao on je taj prorok.
He said, do you believe me to be God's prophet?
Da li ti meni veruješ da sam ja Boži prorok.
That's why in the Seven Church Age book,
zato u knjizi Sedam crkvenih doma,
under the Seventh Church Age Messenger, there's no name.
Pod glasnikom Sedmog crkvenog doma vi nemate ime.
That's for you to fill in the answer.
To je za vas da ispunite odgovor.
Because once God reveals it, who that messenger is to the seventh church age.
Jer jednom kada vama Bog otkrije ko je taj glasnik sedmog crkvenog doma.
I want to ask you a question.
Želim da vas pitam jedno pitanje.
Who revealed to you that Brother Branham was the seventh church age messenger?
Ko je vama otkrio da je brat Branham glasnik sedmog crkvenog doma?
Did somebody talk you into it? Did they convince you?
Da li vas je neko nagovorio na to i ubedio?
Or did God reveal it?
Ili da li vam je to Bog otkrio?
Upon this rock I will build my church.
Na toj steni sagradit ću svoju crkvu.
That's why the apostle Paul said this gospel that I preach.
Zato je apostol Pavle mogao da kaže ovo je evanđelje koje propovedam.
I did not receive it of man.
Ja ga nisam primio čovjeka.
Neither was I taught it of man.
Niti sam naučen od čovjeka.
But by revelation of Jesus Christ.
Već otkrivenjem Isusa Hrista.
So that's what's so exciting about this message.
Tako, to je ono što je tako uzbuđujuće oko ove poruke.
Right now we're not seeing lots of people coming in.
Sada mi ne vidimo tako puno ljudi kako dolaze.
In fact, many of the churches are getting smaller.
U stvari čak mnoge crkve postaju sve manje.
That's what happened in the days of Jesus.
To je ono što se dešavalo u danima Isusa.
So I ask you the same as Jesus asked them that day.
Ja vas pitam istu onu stvar koju Isus pitao onog dana.
Will you go also?
Hoćete li vi da odete?
Can you handle the pressure?
Da li možete podneti pritisak?
We say in America, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Mi kažemo u Americi, ako ne možeš podneti vrućinu, onda izađi iz kuhinje.
I ask you, why are you following?
Tako ja vas pitam, zašto sledite ovo?
Are you following because mom and dad follow?
Jer sledite zato što mama i tata ovo slede?
Are you following because maybe your wife or your husband follows?
Ili sledite zato što možda vaša žena ili vaš muž ovo slede?
When we came into this message,
kada smo došli u poruku,
we didn't know anybody in the message.
Nismo znali nikoga.
Let me tell you very quickly.
Kažem vam samo ukratko.
There was a man by the name of Ramon.
Bio čovjek po imenu Ramon.
He was raised as a Jew.
On je bio odgojan kao jevrej.
But he wasn't a practicing Jew. He
Ali on je praktikovao jevrejstvo, judaizam.
He was a long-haired hippie.
On je bio dugokosi hippie.
And one day he goes to a flea market and he wants to buy this reel-to-reel recorder.
Jednom je otišao na bubljak i hteo je da kupi taj reel-reel kastofon.
He said, how much for that?
I video ga je kaže, koliko košta ovo?
$25.
I čovjek mu kaže, $25.
Okay, I want it. I'll take it.
Dobro, uzet ću, može.
The man says, well, if you take that recorder, you must take this box of tapes.
I čovjek mu kaže, slušaj, ako ćeš kupiti ovaj kastofon, moraš uzeti ovu kutiju sa trakama.
No, I don't want the tapes, I want the recorder.
No, kaže, ne, ja ne želim trake, ja želim kastofon.
The man said, no.
I čovjek kaže, ne.
If you buy that, you must take the tapes.
On kaže, ako kupuješ ovo, moraš uzeti ovu kutiju.
I don't want the tapes.
A ja ne želim kutiju sa trakama.
He said, okay, what's on the tapes?
Dobro, ajde, šta je na trakama?
Oh, well, it's a preacher.
Pa, to je propovednik.
No, I'm not interested.
Ja nisam zainteresovan.
And he said, well, listen, you know, you can,
I on kaže, slušaj,
you can record your rock music over the voice of the preacher.
Možeš iskoristiti trake da presnimiš to sa tvojom rock muzikom.
Okay.
Pa dobro, nije loše.
So he takes the recorder.
Tako on uzme kastofon.
And he just, out of curiosity,
i samo zbog radoznalosti,
he started playing one of the tapes.
Pustio jednu kasetu.
Good evening, friends.
Dobro večer, prijatelji.
Greet you in the lovely name of Jesus.
Pozdravljam vas u dragocenom imenu Gospoda Isusa. Šta?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Hey.
Next thing, Ramon gets converted.
Sledeća stvar, Ramon se obratio.
And Ramon, being a hippie,
and a
drug dealer, he goes to all his drug friends and says, "Hey, come here, you got to hear something."
On je bio preprodavac droge i ka svim svojim mušterijama dođe i kaže, "Ej, slušaj, moraš da čuješ nešto."
So all these drugs, yeah.
I ovi svi, da.
Yeah, man. And they start listening.
I oni su počeli da slušaju.
And they get converted.
I odjednom se obraćaju.
That's how I came into the message.
Tako sam ja došao u poruku.
Through these people.
Kroz te ljude.
And we didn't even know Brother Branham's name.
I čak nismo znali ime brata Branham.
We thought his name was Jeff from Indiana.
Mi smo mislili da se on zove Jeff iz Indiane.
We were just a bunch of long-haired hippies.
Mi smo bili samo gomila dugokosih hipika.
But for the first time,
ali prvi put,
I heard something that made sense.
Čuo sam nešto što ima smisla za mene.
I can actually say it was something that changed my life.
Mogu da kažem u stvari da je to nešto što je promijenilo moj život.
And had it not been for that,
i da nije bilo toga,
I would probably be dead today.
Vjerovatno bi bio mrtav danas.
Because most of my friends did not make it to 21 years old.
Jer većinu mojih prijatelja nisu došli čak do 21 godine.
I thank God for his grace.
Ja zahvaljujem Bogu za njegovu milost.
And I stand before you today.
I ja stojim pred vama danas.
As a witness to this message.
Za ovu poruku.
That I have heard the voice.
Da sam čuo glas.
That was behind the sign.
Koji je iza znaka.
And that's why I preach.
I zato propovedam.
That's why I come to Serbia.
Zato sam došao u Srbiju.
To share with you.
Da delim sa vama.
The things that God is doing in this day.
Stvari koje Bog čini u ovom danu.
Amen.
Amen.
We've seen the attraction.
Videli smo atrakciju.
But that was only the sign.
Ali to je bio samo znak.
What we need to hear is the voice.
Ali ono što moramo je da čujemo glas.
To catch the revelation.
Da uhvatimo otkrivenje.
Because when you catch the revelation,
jer kada uhvatite otkrivenje,
it changes your life.
To menja vaš život. Amen.
That's why we always say, if you get Jesus on the inside, it'll change the outside.
Zato mi kažemo, ako dobiješ Isusa iznutra, on će promijeniti tvoje spoljašnje.
That's why when new converts come to the Lord,
zato kada novi obraćenici dolaze Gospodu,
and they have the resurrection in them.
I oni imaju uskrsnuće unutar sebe.
When Jesus came before the tomb of Lazarus.
Kada je Isus došao do groba Lazara.
He stood before the tomb.
On je stajao tamo pred grobom.
And the prophet said, he said, "Lazarus, come forth."
I on rekao, prorok je rekao da je Isus izgovorio, "Lazare, izađi napred."
And he said it was important that he used only the name Lazarus, come forth.
I kaže, bilo jako važno da je izgovorio samo ime Lazare da izađe napolje.
Because if he would have said dead, come forth, every grave and every dead man would have come forth.
Jer da je on rekao samo mrtvi ustanite ili izađite napolje, svaki mrtvi bi izašao iz groba.
He said, "Lazarus, come forth."
Ali on rekao, "Lazare, ti dođi."
Here he was, wrapped in grave clothes.
Tu je on bio, sam umotan u belo.
Lazarus's sister says, "His body stinks."
Lazarove sestre su rekli, njegovo telo već i smrdi.
Don't roll the stone back.
Nemojte skloniti kamen, to već smrdi tamo.
He rolled the stone back.
Ali oni su sklonili kamen.
Lazarus, come forth.
I Lazar je izašao.
Here he come.
Ovdje on.
Now Jesus does not speak to Lazarus.
Sada Isus ne govori Lazaru.
He speaks to the family.
On govori porodici.
Loose him.
Oslobodite
and let him go.
I pustite ga da ide.
God is speaking to the church now.
I Bog govori crkvi sada.
To the family.
Ka porodici.
When new converts come to Jesus.
Kada novi obraćenici dolaze.
They're wrapped in grave clothes.
Oni su svi obavijeni u pogrebna odore.
Some still smoke cigarettes.
Neki još uvijek puše cigarete.
Some still drink alcohol.
Neki još uvijek piju alkohol.
Some have all kinds of complexes.
Neki imaju sve moguće komplekse.
But that's where loose him and let him go.
To je glas. Oslobodi ga i pusti ga da ide.
That's why I tell people, you come to church.
Zato ja kažem ljudima, vi dođite u crkvu.
You let God take away your cigarettes.
Dozvolite da Bog uzme vaše cigarete.
You let God take away the alcohol.
Da Bog uzme alkohol iz vaše.
Because he's a powerful God.
Jer on je silni Bog.
Satan.
Satana.
He is a mighty power.
On ima veliku silu.
But our God is an almighty power.
Ali naš Bog ima svemoguću silu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you this morning.
Bog vas blagoslovi ovog jutra.
I have just kind of taken and laid a foundation for what I want to preach on tonight.
Hteo sam samo da postavim jedan temelj za nešto što ću propovedati posle podne.
And I trust that this stirs your heart.
I nadam se da će ovo malo uzbuditi vaše srce.
And I don't know anything about you.
I ne znam ništa o vama.
You know, Brother Jan, he's not told me who has a problem or what they come from.
Jan mi nije ništa rekao ko ima kakav problem, ko odakle dolazi.
I haven't asked the other pastors,
pastire,
which one's a new believer,
ko je
which...
novi vernik.
It doesn't matter to me.
Uopšte mi nije važno.
I just preach the gospel.
Ja samo propovedam evanđelje.
And so I believe that God is challenging some of you.
Ja verujem da Bog nekoga izaziva od vas.
Maybe you've not made that total commitment.
Možda se niste potpuno predali.
I trust that during these meetings you will make a total commitment.
Ja se nadam da tokom ovih službe ćete učiniti to potpuno predanje.
If maybe you've just been playing around with it and you haven't really been convinced.
Možda ste se samo malo igrali sa ovim i niste totalno presvedočeni.
I want you to get alone with God.
Želim da sredite stvari sa Bogom.
And I want you to ask God, God, is this really real?
I želim da pitate Boga, Bože, je li ovo stvarno istina?
Because why are you following this?
Jer zašto da sledite ovo?
Is it because of the influence of someone?
Jer zbog uticaja nečijeg?
Because if someone can talk you into it, someone else can talk you out of it.
Jer ako vas neko može nagovoriti da uđete, neko vas može nagovoriti da izađete opet.
But if God gives you revelation, no devil in hell can take it from you.
Ali ako vam Bog daje otkrivenje, ni đavoli iz pakla vas ne mogu izvući.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'd like to sing that song, El Ela Elohim.
Da peo tu pesmu El Elah Elohim.
Brother Branham said there was God in the beginning.
Brat Branham kaže što je bio Bog u početku.
He wasn't even God because God is an object of worship.
I čak nije bio Bog, jer Bog je predmet proslavljanja.
He was a spirit.
On je bio duh.
But in that spirit he had attributes.
Ali u tom duhu on je imao atribute.
He wanted to be a savior.
On je hteo da bude spasitelj.
He wanted to be a redeemer.
On je hteo da bude otkupitelj.
He wanted to have children.
On je hteo da ima decu.
He wanted to be a savior.
On je hteo da bude spasitelj.
And he couldn't do that alone.
I nije to mogao sam da učini.
So he began to evolve in the womb of his mind.
Počeo da razvija u utrobi svoga uma.
And he began to think things.
Počeo da razmišlja o stvarima.
And then his thoughts became spoken.
I onda njegove misli su počele da budu izgovorene.
And his spoken word became the original seed.
I izgovorena reč je postala originalno seme.
He said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
I on je rekao, neka bude svetlo, i bilo je svetlo.
And he began to create with his voice.
I on je počeo da stvara svojim glasom.
That's why we are children of the spoken word.
Zato smo mi deca izgovorene reči.
Because faith cometh by hearing.
Jer vera dolazi slušanjem.
Not hearing religious man's ideas.
Ne slušanjem religioznih ljudi i njihovih ideja.
Hearing the word of God.
Već slušanjem reči Božje.
And he said there he was, El Elah Elohim.
Evo, tamo je on bio, El Elah Elohim.
I can take you back into your Bible in the book of Genesis.
Mogu da vas vratim u Biblijama u knjigu Geneze.
And I can show you.
I da vam pokažem.
And it says, and God said, let there be.
Gde kaže, Bog reče, neka bude.
And God said, and God said, and God said.
I Bog reče.
But when he creates man,
ali kada je on stvara čovjeka,
he changes from just God.
On je promenio toga Bog.
But now he becomes Lord God.
Sada on postaje Gospod Bog.
Because he's showing redemptive quality with man.
Jer on pokazuje kvalitete otkupitelja.
And you go back and read it in your Bible.
I vi se vratite u Bibliju.
When man is created, it no longer says, and God said.
Kada je Bog stvoren, tamo ne piše samo i Bog reče.
It now says the Lord God.
Sada kaže Gospod Bog.
Jehovah Elohim.
Jehova Elohim.
The evolution.
Evolucija Boga.
God.
Bog.
Above us.
Iznad nas.
God coming down with us.
Bog koji dolazi dole da bude sa nama.
Now finishing the very mystery of God.
I sada završava misteriju Božju.
God in us.
Bog u nama.
it's still God.
To je još uvijek Bog.
The same God in the beginning.
Isti Bog na početku.
That came down, that came into the flesh we call Jesus Christ.
Sišao dole u telo koje nazivamo Isus Hrist.
Is now coming into a flesh body.
Sada dolazi u telo.
Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost?
Zar ne znate da je vaše telo hram Svetog Duha?
Elohim.
Elohim.
Let's sing it together.
Ajde da pevamo.
Thank you.
Amen. Time se služba je završena. Možete se pozdraviti. Amen. Amen. God bless you.